waxing the tampon tax.
Hooray! Yay! Yes, amazing.
So as of the 1st of January 2019, we will be axing the much anticipated removal of the 10% GST on feminine hygiene products.
Amazing.
So it's after an 18-year campaign since it was introduced in 2000.
That's as old as my baby sister.
Wow.
They've been campaigning for this as long as she's been
alive. She doesn't even remember
a
time without
GST. Well, no, I think that's just a time where we haven't been fighting to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Righto.
That's amazing.
Okay, so we're getting rid of the tampon tax. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah, and I found a great picture, which I popped up to show Jess, and we'll pop it on Twitter after.
So good.
If we can. It is back in 2000 when they first started protesting, and it was a group called the Menstrual Avengers.
I love them. I love them so much.
It's so, just these such women a good wearing name. Red capes.
It's possibly the best name.
They've got a big M on their black jumper.
I love it.
It's great.
I love it. So how much will this save women? Or how much do they spend, I guess?
Well, at the moment, women on average spend about $2,000 by the age of 45 on sanitary items.
Wow.
$2,000. It's expensive. I'm seeing the shock wash across your face right now,
Look,
Kevin.
Look, I bought tampons just recently.
Yeah, but like when you add it all up, it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Wow.
To menstruate. It's very annoying.
And when you're thinking about people who, you know, are in poverty or homeless people, that extra 10% tax will make...
If condoms aren't taxed, then tampons.
Are condoms not taxed?
No.
Huh. So and what, then I think fruit, like, vegetables,
Viagra.
Condom, Viagra?
Yeah, Viagra's not taxed.
Viagra is untaxed.
So Viagra was considered a more essential item than tampons until recently.
Well, by most lawmakers, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
They're all men.
Yes, that's what it's
And all men on seedy sugar daddy websites.
Exactly. You don't want to pay an extra 10%.
No, so we're going to axe the tampon tax.
That's
which is
great.
You know, I had a guy say to me in the middle of the year when this kind of debate was all heating up, this gentleman who I can't remember exactly who it was, but it was definitely a man, and said, what's the real difference? It's 10%. A box of tampons costs you like $4 to $6.
Like $6, yeah.
It's like a 40 to 60 cent saving.
60 cents is half a banana or an apple or...
Right. And I'm like, okay, so yes, when you think about it in that respect, it's not a lot of money, but it's also the principle of it.
Mm.
It's just the principle of the fact that we have to pay GST on what is considered not considered an essential item.
Yeah, considering it as a luxury item.
Yeah.
It's just a slap in the face.
You menstruate, tell me how luxurious it is. Mm. It's not luxurious at all. So I'm very happy that we're axing the tampon tax.
I mean, I don't know what other things are exempt. I just know it's like milk and vegetables, fruit. Yeah, I didn't know about the Viagra and condoms aspect.
Viagra, condoms, yeah.
If I had known that, I mean.
And again, I think condoms are an essential item. Mm. I think that's
Viagra
fine.
Less so, maybe.
Viagra completely, very much less so. I can think of things that should be on the PBS before Viagra.
Is Viagra on the PBS?
I'm not sure, but it's exempt from tax. Huh. I know that the contraceptive pill that I take is not on the PBS.
Right.
Yeah.
But is it?
So there's a bunch of...
Is it GST free?
Oh, God, I wouldn't know. I don't think so. Well, it's not on the PBS, so you pay a retail price for it.
Mm. That might not mean necessarily that it's... taxed or untaxed, but that would be interesting. Might have to look into that.
So anyway, there's lots of weird things that you're kind of just perpetuating the gender bias and sexism that exists within our community. Mm. So it's really good that we won't have to pay our extra 60 cents on tampons.
Starting 2019, right.
Starting 2019 the right way. Now, what else have we got happening?
Well, in much less thrilling news, road tolls will increase for the Cross City Tunnel, Eastern Distributor, Hills M2, Lane Cove Tunnel and WestConnex M4.
Jesus.
Variations in the new fee range from an extra 1 to 7 cents. Sydneysiders will pay an extra 2 cents for a typical westbound trip on the Cross City Tunnel. Drivers coming through the Eastern Distributor will pay the most, paying 7 cents with the toll rising to $7.53 for cars.
That's nonsense.
The others will rise just a little bit, yeah. I think, you know, this is less thrilling, less concerning. I mean,
no, it is concerning.
Well,
I don't like
you live
it
in
at
an
all.
Area where I think I don't have a car anymore.
No.
But if I had a car, I don't think I could afford to visit you because you live in
The Hills District.
The Tolls District.
The Tolls District. Correct. I live in the Bible Belt of Sydney and the Tolls District.
Yeah, right.
So, no, the M2 is already so stupidly expensive.
It's insane.
Stupidly expensive.
Is it like $17 or something to get there and back?
Yeah. Seriously.
Wow. Or maybe just there.
It's like a minimum, I don't know, see, because you've got to pay. So, to get from my house, we have to go M2. Or not. You can choose not to.
Yeah, I tried to not once. It was not good.
Then onto the Lane Cove Tunnel, then over the bridge.
Uh-huh.
And then it's free to come back over the bridge. It's free to go south, northbound over the bridge.
They'll let you out.
They'll let you out. Free, thank you. But then you got to go the back the same way. It's like it's like $20.
I think I live near
more,
the
$25
Eastern Distributor toll. Mm. And it, I think when I first moved in, it was about $5 something.
God,
so for it to now be $7.53.
Obscene.
It's very sneaky.
We got a bunch more to get through actually.
Yeah, we've got a rush. Don't want to get stuck on tolls.
No. Okay, what else have we got?
Well, I'll go straight on to the next one. Keeping on the theme of roads, coming into effect in 1st of January as well. There'll be high-tech cameras trialed to catch drivers illegally using their mobile phones while driving.
This is going to get a lot of people.
The cameras will be trialed on the M4 and Anzac Parade for 90 days. No fines will be issued during the trial period. The high-tech camera uses artificial intelligence to detect offending drivers.
So many people are going to get caught.
And then after the trial period, if the technology is successful, it will be made permanent. Look, I think this is great. Just, you know, only, you know, an hour ago I was saying to you, I stopped riding a bicycle because I thought I don't want to die at the hands of someone texting.
No, exactly. So this is going to be great to keep people safe. Yeah. Now, we've got something about welfare waiting periods.
Right. So this one's subject to the passage of legislation, but it should be starting January 1st. There'll be changes to the waiting period for newly arrived migrants.
Mm.
So the waiting period was before 4 years blanket.
Yep.
But now it'll be 4 years waiting period for working age payments like New Start.
Okay.
And 4 years for the concession cards like the low income healthcare card.
Yeah.
But instead it will be now a 2 year waiting period for the carer payment, carer allowance, parental leave pay, dad and partner pay, family tax benefit A.
Oh, okay. So this is good.
Well, it's a long time to wait.
It's a really, but it's less.
Well, it was originally 4 years and okay. they changed it, but
it's a really, really long time to
because
wait.
Because this is for new migrants arriving. Yeah. I mean, there will be some exceptions for special circumstances. There'll be no waiting period for family tax benefit B.
Okay.
And if you're a lone parent, for example, there'll still be welfare payments.
I wonder if you come in as a refugee, do you get some kind of a payment to help establish yourself immediately? You would want, I mean, you can't just turn up, you know, with no clothes, with the clothes on your back and then be like, just got to wait 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, if you migrate with means, then obviously there's some.
Well, it's part of the government's initiative for migrants to be self.
With means.
Yeah. Self-sufficient.
migrants with means.
But the issue is.
Welcome to Australia. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. We've got one to talk about that I love because I've heard about it before. It's called the baby bundle.
It's very cute.
The baby bundle.
It's gorgeous.
So January 1st, all the parents that give birth to a newborn baby will receive a baby bundle for their newborn. It's valued at $300 and there'll be heaps of goodies like...
Sorry. I don't know. I've just started laughing. It's like bring in a new baby with each new baby, you'll get a kit valued at $300.
Now.
Yeah, call now.
I really sold
including
it.
Including, yeah.
Just $19.95 extra postage.
Make a baby.
I don't know. Should I go on now?
No, go on. Sorry.
I
interrupted
with
my, it's positive.
This is something that exists and has existed for a long time in other countries. I think there's like a Scandinavian country that does this as well. And the box doubles as a cot. And it's like this fantastic initiative.
It's a well-designed box.
It's super cool. And they put things in there. Like, so this one's going to have like a change mat and a muslin wrap and first aid kit and breast pads for mums and...
a baby toothbrush?
Yeah.
That's so cute. What is that? Does anyone know what that is?
Toothbrush.
A little itty-bitty. They usually put them on your finger and you...
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. And then like thermometers and like first aid stuff, which is great for bubs.
Super cute.
So cute. I love it. Everything about it is great. And babies. Wouldn't you die though if you gave birth at like 12:45 on the 31st.
Yeah, you'd be like, nurse, can we record that at 12:01?
I'd like my 300 buckaroos in the muslin wrap.
I'd like my box that becomes a cot.
No, this one doesn't become a cot.
Oh, because it's we're overseas. Not Scandinavians.
Yeah, we're not cool enough.
Damn it.
All right, we've got one last one to chat about that's coming into effect on January 1st.
So we've got, the creative kids.
Oh, we've got two more.
We've got two more. So we've had the Active Kids Initiative, which has gone quite well.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Now the government has started the Creative Kids.
Cute.
So starting in 2019, parents, guardians, and carers can apply for a $100 voucher to use for creative and cultural extracurricular activities such as music lessons, drama, language classes, coding, and visual arts.
Coding. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
This is good.
So very cool. They can apply for it in the same way with Active Kids program through the Service Centre branch or the Service New South Wales website.
This is cool.
That's great.
I like this. My mum would have loved this. I did too many drama classes. She would have been like, let's get some money back for your ridiculous extracurricular activities, child.
That's great.
So we got one last one. And this actually came into effect yesterday.
That's correct. Yeah. Yesterday, the New South Wales government began running a new pilot program to help consumers resolve disputes with businesses about a breach of consumer guarantees under Australian consumer law.
Cool.
Yeah, the New South Wales government will give the Commissioner for New South Wales Fair Trading the power to issue a consumer guarantee direction. The way this works is when a customer purchases something in the 6 months prior, between $25 and $3,000, and files a complaint with New South Wales Fair Trading. Now, if the business and the consumer cannot resolve the issue amongst themselves, Fair Trading can step in and issue a direction for the business to provide a refund, replacement, or repair of the product to the customer.
So it's like a referee.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit that way. Or an enforcer. It's like the bouncer. the product bouncer.
ACCC bouncer.
You know, this is actually something that I'm going to follow up.
Yeah.
Maybe this afternoon. Oh. I bought some shoes that crumbled.
You did.
I wrote to the people. They said, what, bro?
Nah. Yeah, they were like, no.
They were like, yeah, cool. Thanks for that.
Appreciate your email.
Yeah, it was like that. And so now I might be in touch with the ACCC.
Yeah, I like Law and Order, ACCC. Pew pew. Well, they're all really cool laws that's going to change. They're all going to, I think everyone will be affected by at least one of them.
Uh-huh.
You're either a woman or a person, or you drive, or you are having a kid, or know someone who's having a kid. You are a kid.
Uh-huh.
You buy something. Everyone's got something.
Everyone's going to win. Or
something for everyone.
Look, they're mostly positives, aren't they?
I mean, all positive.
Well, maybe not toll rising.
Waiting period's not great. Tolls not great. Cameras, some people aren't going to think are great, but a lot of people are going to think they're great. But let's focus on the positive. We don't have to pay GST on our tampons as of Tuesday, and babies are getting bundled.